Do you want action? You got it. This is ESPN Action Sports with the Biker in Black, Rick Thorne.
Yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne, the Biker in Black, here on ESPN Action Sports. So it's time to get your chill on, all right? It's time to rock on, and it's time to listen up because we're going off again this week as usual. All right, first things first, I'm out here on the Strip, dude. Sunset Boulevard. It's been a long journey for a white trash kid from Missouri to sit and have some coffee on Sunset Boulevard, and I'm going to be hanging out this whole week with the band called The Chimps. They're going to be on the show. Exactly. And first things first, I'm going to tell you what's on this week's show. I caught up with Tony Donaldson. He's a professional photographer. He's been in the industry. Well, he was in the action sports industry when he first started. He actually printed the first shot of me riding in 1988. And I caught up with him. We did a photo shoot at the Santa Monica Skate Park. And I wanted to interview him about his photography skills. So Tony Donaldson's on the show, dude. Also, JB's getting the 411 from Aussie Ripper Shane Watts. And J-Mo's back with his news roundup, all right? Because you got to know what's up in action sports. And on the music front, we're going to have the Chimps. We're gonna play some of their music, and I'm sitting here with them right now, dude. Hey, man, what's up, dude? What's your name?
What up, Sean?
Dude, the chimp thing again, dude? Exactly, dude. What's your name, dude?
Artemis Prime.
Say that again?
Artemis Prime.
I like that. And what's your name, homie?
Scary Carey.
I'm scared right now, son. And what's your name?
Chucky Preston.
What's up, Chucky? All right, so here's the deal. I guess I'm just going to pass the mic around. How'd you guys come with the name Chimps?
Well, we used to call each other Chimps, you chimp. It just evolved like primates do, you know?
It's kind of like dude, like how dude happened?
It's kind of dude-ish, yeah.
I like it, though. I like your guys' style, man. I mean, you know, like one of y'all had to just say Chimps one day.
Well, originally, we're like, whoa, the Chimps, you know, let's add a little bit of flavor and add a Z. So if you ever look us up on iTunes or anything, just look us up with a Z and it'll just come right up, the Chimps.
You guys get the crowd crazy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we get the crowd crazy.
You do? I saw your style, right?
Yeah, we got a gorilla in the stage that also jumps around and goes out in the audience and kind of scare you, but he won't be too rough with you. He's real nice.
Nah, we got him on a chain. I got him on a chain, yeah. So.
He's like the Gimp.
Yeah, he's the, you know, like Goonies, you know, we got to keep him in a room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's the gorilla Gimp from Pulp Fiction, yo. So you guys, man, these guys are going to be on the whole show, I want to talk to you about, you got a new single coming out, or a new EP coming out, Home Invasion, right?
Yeah, it should be done in about 2 weeks from today, so look for it just before Christmas. You could buy it off our MySpace or iTunes or CD Baby and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, dude, the Chimps are in the house. When you guys are on Sunset, they got the paramedics, the fire. That's that. The fire trucks, the popo. Well, I got to dodge the popo. That's rad, though, that you combine everything. The Chimps are in the house, dude. They're on the show right now. We're going to throw to J-Mo. These guys are going to be sticking around the whole show. Up right now, we got J-Mo with this week's news. Stuff you need to know about. All right, here we go.
ESPN. Action Sports News.
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is J-Mo, Chris Jameson, ESPN Action Sports Radio News. There's a big couple of months coming up. We've got the Dew Tour. We have got the U.S. Snowboarding Grand Prix Tour, the Olympics, and, of course, the Winter X Games. Next week is the first in a series of 5 U.S. Snowboard Grand Prix halfpipe events that are going to qualify rippers on snowboards for the U.S. snowboarding team. That team is decided over the next 5 U.S. Snowboard Grand Prix halfpipes, starting at Copper Mountain next week on December 9th. Now, this all has to fit in and coincide with the Dew Tour, which launches in Breckenridge a week after the U.S. Grand Prix launches on December 19th, I believe. Then they move on to Ogden, Utah, Snow Basin, and Mount Snow, Vermont. Sean White, Danny Cass, and the crew, they're going to have their work cut out for them. Now, interestingly enough, the half pipes in Breckenridge and, of course, Copper Mountain are in impeccable condition. Copper Mountain and Breckenridge both open for business now, and every ski hucker and chucker and halfpipe wizard are there in training, getting their shred on. If you want powder, you need to head to the Northwest. Right now, Mount Baker in the United States in northern Washington has almost 100 inches of natural snow. Powder, no snowmaking, the real deal. Whistler Blackcomb and the British Columbia ski areas are in a close second, 70 to 80 inch bases, and Mount Hood and Timberline ski area, Mount Hood Meadows, they're in a close third with about 60, but pretty healthy base coverage. So basically, if you want powder, you need to head out west. If you want half pipes and hard snow and a bunch of pros absolutely blowing it up inside of the half dude tube, then you head to Copper Mountain. For more information on all this, you can of course log on to xgames.com or espn.com/actionsports. But with the dude tour, you might have to head over to allysports.com. Or for the Olympic action, ussa.org.
All right, listen up, dudes. Don't forget to check us out on the web and go to espn.com/action. Hold on. Man, there's monkeys all over here, or chimps all over here. But anyways, you can fill up on Action Sports ESPN style. Also hit the ESPN Pod Center. And one more thing, you can catch the ESPN Action Sports Radio Daily Show on your local FM radio station, where you can hear us every day and the chimps.
Yeah.
It's like the zoo in Hollywood.
This is ESPN Action Sports.
Yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne, the Biker in Black, here on ESPN Action Sports. I'm out on Sunset Boulevard, man, and it's awesome. I'm hanging out with the chimps. You guys, these guys are insane, man. I love them. You got to check them out. All right, first things first, I want to talk about you. You got the new track, the new EP, Home Invasion, but you also have a video coming out, right?
Yeah, we have a video coming out for the single Home Invasion, and it's going to rock your socks.
It did. I saw it. I actually watched it, and I liked it, and this guy filming right here, I think, filmed it. So that's cool, man. And how do you feel about the video, man? Is this your first video you guys have done?
This is actually one of the first videos we've done with the chimps. It worked out great. It came out smooth. It's aggressive. It's metal, you know. It's just exactly what we want. Portray, you know, trying to send out that message, man. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery.
No, you have to. And where can a kid find the video once it comes out?
In about 2 weeks, it's going to be released with the EP, and it'll be on basically YouTube. It'll be on every video site we can get it up on. It'll be on the Top of the Engines Twitter, Facebook, our MySpace, our website. Again, thechimps.com is our website. And myspace.com/thechimps with a Z. Always remember, use a Z or else you'll get a bunch of monkeys that'll pop up. But, yeah, that's pretty much, it's going to be all over anything that is the chimps. MySpace, the website, chimps.com, YouTube.
Any media we can get it on.
Any media, exactly, dude. And nowadays, you know, think about it. Back in the day, there was magazines, which there still are, but there's only 12 issues a year. So now you promote yourself. You like the way you look in the video, dude?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It came out really cool, you know, the frohawk, you know, classic frohawk, yep. You know, everything came together good, you know, everybody put their positive energy into making something happen, we all pulled together and, it came out dope.
You remind me of Sendog a little bit.
Hey, man, I get that all the time.
That's a compliment, though. Sendog's a bomb from Cypress Hill. Yeah, you got, you know, I like it.
Yeah, man, Sendog, big up. Sendog, what up?
What up? Also, what up is you guys are going to be touring. I'm just going to keep going around the table here. You got a tour to South by Southwest, is that correct?
Yeah, we're playing South by Southwest this year, and we're going to do all the Southwest states and major markets for us.
Are you excited, though, to get down there? Because that's where everybody goes. South by Southwest is like kind of like the NAMM for the music trade show, you know?
Most definitely, yeah. We're very excited. It's going to be awesome. Just touring together because we've got this great chemistry. It's a brotherhood, you know. We it's going to work out great, and we're going to make a lot of people happy with our music.
Music is the bomb. It goes hand in hand with sports, and so does photography, dude. All right, coming up right now is an interview from my homie from back in the day. I've known him for 20 years. His name's Tony Donaldson, and he was one of the first photographers in the industry back in the 80s that really like knew what was up. It was him and Spike Jonze, dude. Okay, hands down. Big ups to Tony Donaldson. He's moved on from BMX, but he's still one rad photographer. So I picked his brain on a photo shoot we did in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica skate park. So up right now is Tony Donaldson. Stay focused, kid. So Tony, what's up, dude? It's been a long time. I've known you for quite some while, 20 years. What's going on? How you been?
I've been good. Just shooting away.
Yeah, well, speaking of shooting away, little trivia. You shot the first photo for me in a magazine, BMX Plus, in 1988. Do you remember?
I do.
And it was a candy bar, and I had a Run DMC shirt on.
That's classic Rick.
No, I felt like I hit the big time. I wanted to talk to you about that. Not me hitting the big time, but the photos and how the sports changed. You started off in BMX Plus. Is that how you got originally into BMX?
No, I used to be a racer, like, way back in the day, a really bad one. And I had a freestyle team. We toured around the Midwest a little bit. And then I picked up a camera when I was in college. So ended up shooting the presidential primaries in 88, and then decided I wanted to shoot a BMX race. So ended up contacting all the magazines, and John Carr asked me if I'd shoot it. So I shot it, and he loved the stuff. And I came out a couple of months later to just hang out and shoot some more photos, and a couple of months later, I was working on staff, and have sort of been out here ever since.
What was it like back in the day? I mean, we're talking like 20 years plus years ago, as far as like photography. I mean, I know you've moved on to doing your own freelance work and exploring photography in a whole other way than BMX. But like, what was it like back then? Like, can you let the kids know like a little history maybe of like what was a contest vibe like, especially like from the photography side?
Flatland or ramps?
Well, that's true, because Flatland was actually bigger back in the day. Let's say Flatland.
Okay, Flatland was pretty competitive, and some of the guys had some pretty serious tempers about it. Overall, I think just in general, most of the action sports, everybody gets along pretty well, and because you got to see everybody every weekend, and you ride together all the time. But the tricks were a lot simpler, a little flashier, I think, not as technical. But, you know, probably a lot easier to shoot back then.
Flatland, definitely. Well, because the links were different. They were more like single tricks kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Now everything flows together so well. One of the problems with the way it flows together now is to somebody who doesn't know, they think it's all one trick. They think it's all the same thing. They don't see how amazing it is that these guys are linking so many tricks together and doing it so perfectly and so smoothly.
Flatland got to be one big link. It was like, it's bad butt. Yeah, it's a bad butt. What was it like for the magazines, though, when you worked at BMX Plus? Was there, like, specific standards? Like, we want this guy for this issue. Is that how it works? Or is this, like, if you got a good shot, it was in?
It was, I tried to cover everybody as fairly as I could. If somebody was doing really good, I tried to get a lot of shots of them. So we didn't have a mandate as to who we had to cover for a particular issue or what we wanted to do. Thankfully, the advertising and the editorial stayed separate.
You had to have a certain eye, though, because I've done shoots with people, and I'm like, you know, right off the bat, you're like, dude, I'm going to have to do this trick a lot. And I really don't want to, because I'm not, like, you know what I mean? Like, unless it's anything, you got to be consistent, but you want to get it in the first couple few tries, you know what I mean? Do you believe that? You got to have a certain eye for it, without a doubt, right?
Yeah, and I think the fact that I used to do it, I mean, on whatever level I used to do it at, helps tremendously, because I understand what the guys are going to do, where they're going to be, how they're going to do it, and I can sort of portray it as to everybody else how it actually feels to be doing that.
Right, without a doubt. And you got to work with some of the classics, like Wendy and Spike Jonze and John Carr, and like you guys, like, because back then still there's only like two magazines. You know, BMX Plus is still probably the most distributed magazine for freestyle and racing. But what was it like working with those guys? There was no competitiveness between you guys, right? It was just kind of, or was there? There probably was.
There's competition and everything. We would hang out at the stuff. It was kind of fun hanging out with Spike because he's just nuts. I mean, he was nuts back then. I can't imagine what he's like now, but in a good way. Incredibly creative. But we were sort of the, we had a bigger circulation than Action and Freestyling did, but we weren't as well respected, and because of the way we were run, because of the big corporate machine that put out our magazine, we had some pretty silly cover blurbs, and we took a lot of flack for that. I remember a couple of times we got an anonymous envelope in the mail with a Torrance, California postmark. That's where BMX Action and Freestylin' were, Wizard Publications. And Spike Lou and Andy would have sent us, without a description, just the cover of the Weekly World News, just to goof on us.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, they're just trying to say, hey, we're better than you. You know, the funny thing of it all is between Ride Magazine, Freestyling Go, and all that, BMX Plus has stood the test of time, and they actually still distribute more, I think almost double, than the other magazines, because I think they're just more, I don't know, mainstream friendly, maybe? I don't know. What do you think that is? Just the way it's run? They got a bigger distribution, bottom line, right?
They've got... I don't know. Transworld's got a pretty big distribution network, but...
That's true.
Roland, the publisher at High Torque, is a very smart guy, and he's got a lot of, not necessarily, it's a very mainstream magazine, but I think that's how it stays so big.
Yeah, well, I think it's good. I think, like, there shouldn't be one magazine, you know. It's all right to have two or three or four. At one time, there was Super BMX, BMX Action, American Freestyler, BMX Plus, Go, this, that, the other. But back to you, though, with you. What do you miss shooting action sports? Because, first off, what have you been doing since you know, your birth in action sports or BMX and moving on to other things? You shoot a lot of models and celebrities now, right?
Fair amount. I mean, I love personality stuff. One of the things that I found out that I liked about shooting sports was the people that I was shooting. So it sort of led to a natural progression to want to go out and just shoot people. And some of it, I love shooting athletes. I love doing personality stuff of athletes. But I still love shooting action. I still love getting out there on the ramp and getting close.
What's next for you? You got a website some kids could check out your work or come, you know, check out? You got any history photos up on you? I'm sure you got a gang of photos. Or does BMX Plus have those?
Well, the stuff that I shot at Plus is still at Plus. But the stuff that I shot freelancing and before and after that, is I have all that. I've got shots of Matt Hoffman when he was 16 and blasting three tricks on an air, and some of that historical footage is pretty awesome.
Oh, dude, that's rad. You got to do something with that. You know what I mean? Like sell it. Yeah, sell it. No, but, you know, like put it somewhere or something. But I'm sure you got a grip of stuff, right? I mean, like through the years, you know, your collaboration must be through the roof, right? Who else do you have off the top of your head? You got Matt. Who else? Got any Dennis McCoy in there?
Oh, lots of DMC. We were just talking about that. He remembers more of our shoots than I do. He's got an incredible memory for, you know, 20 how many years of riding.
And knockouts. My homie just broke his wrist not too long ago, and he's a trooper. He competed at the last Action Sports Dew Tour with the broken wrist just to get points. He's crazy. Kid's crazy. I love him. But what's your website, though?
tdphoto.com.
One more time?
tdphoto.com.
So do you ever see yourself getting back into BMX full-time? Psych!
No thanks.
But it was cool to be at the birth of it, in a sense, right? I mean, early 80s, mid-80s. Well, you got in, what, mid-80s, right?
Yeah, actually, early 80s for riding. It's kind of the heyday of a lot of that BMX.
Yeah, well, at least it's good to know that the photographers that shoot us are BMXers. Because like I said earlier in this interview, there's nothing like a Barney photographer. Blurry, no wide. I give him shots before. I'm like, you got a wide angle? No. I'm like, oh, man. You got to make me look higher. All right, Tony, you're the bomb. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Tony Donaldson. Make sure to check out his website. I'm sure he has an archive of your heroes before they were heroes, okay, when they were zeros. All right? Okay. Up right now, we're going to play some music from you guys, the Chimps. In the house. What song right now are we going to play?
Hey, let's play Home Invasion. Let's get it started. We've got a kick in the door.
Yo, check it out. This is the Chimps. Check out this song. It's called Home Invasion.
Here we go.
Can't come down. Turn the bass round, turn the bass round. Listen up now, listen up now. Sick of one at 9 to 5. We fight to stay alive. My mind is going, going crazy, cause I can't seem to get by. I must have lost my mind. I broke it through here blind. I've got you on your knees and now I'll take whatever's mine. The sovereign to the crown. The chips are here abound. We put it to your ears and we will have you on a solid ground. We gonna bring it to ya. So get on down and hit the ground. It's home invasion, baby. 1, 2, 3, just hit the ground. Hey, yo, it's Mr. Chuck. You know I bring it fresh. We came to tear it up. Homie, we have to death. Until I lose my breath, I'm gonna feed it to ya. Hey, dude, it's not a threat. You just ain't heard a shit. All in your back, no. Been a week since we ate. I got a city for sale. You wanna buy a crate? If you don't have the right, I got a plan for the next.
How'd you like that, y'all? Rocking aggressive in your ear, man. We got more hardcore for you, man. What's up?
Yeah, and if you're thirsty for more action sports info, hit ESPN.com/action. It's not backward slash because it's going forward. And you can also hit iTunes, and you can catch us on Twitter. Twitty twits! It's a beautiful day in California. I don't miss the snow in the Midwest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, up right now, JB had a chance to catch up with Aussie Ripper Mr. Shane Watts. All right, now Shane's been killing it at the Enduro Series and has a grip of training DVDs out. That's right. And he's doing it on riding techniques as well as teaching at his moto school. Oh, he's got a moto school, which travels around the U.S. of A. So look out for him in a town near you if you want to get enduro fit. And here we go with JB with Mr. Shane Watts. Yeah, yeah.
And now, the pro interview on ESPN Action Sports.
All the way from Australia and now residing in the United States, I believe, close to South Carolina, Shane Watts.
Hey, g'day, Jerry. Yeah, I live up in Charlotte, North Carolina there, NASCAR country and that. So I thought I'd better get the racing bug back out and come try one of these enduro crosses. Never done one before, so it's quite exciting. And hopefully I just don't land on my head and wad myself up too bad.
Okay, what we're talking about really is one of the better off-road riders from Australia. And pretty much you referred to it as the glory days. We're going to go backwards. We could say you were the Australian 500cc MX champ. We could go to 1997 World Enduro Championship winner. Let me see, 1998, was it 6 days overall on a 125. Overall, the 6 days, that's no small feat. And then in 2000, you won the GNCC series, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
That's my memory. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, you read the press release before you got here and that, so yeah, you did pretty good with that there. But yeah, that was back in the glory days. Nowadays, I just focus on my dirt-wise riding schools and yeah, a little racing here and there when the itch, sort of when I need to scratch it. So yeah, it's going good now, but yeah, I've pretty much transitioned out of racing. But like I said, never done one of these enduro crosses before. Time to come give it a shot there and hopefully do really good there, but no real expectations, just here to hopefully get out of here alive and not too wadded up.
Let's just talk real quick. We'll throw a little love to the Dirtwise Racing Academy. It's a school where you teach people how to be faster at off-road.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, it's you know, lots of skill involves riding a motorcycle, especially off-road there. So we focus on all the fundamentals and build it up all the way through our program into the advanced situations and that. So, yeah, we're just off the hook with that. It's out of control. They're going, got heaps of schools on, always sold out and that. So, just can't keep up with it. But it's great. It's been able to transition out of racing into that there and really helps provide for the family, which is, you know, pretty much my main focus in life now is my two young kids and my wife. And we, really enjoy ourselves with the limited time that we have when we're at home there, because we pretty much seem to be on the road the whole time.
Well, let's talk about another thing. I saw your little Groms running around, these little Dirt Baby shirts. Your wife started a clothing company called Dirt Baby just for kids maybe 4 years old and under.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, just the clothing apparel, motorcycle somewhat related, or it's just like a very cute little thing, a cheap sort of type of deal there. And yeah, she had that idea for a couple of years, and she's been talking about it, and the time it was either make it happen or get off the pot, so it's time to, yeah, go ahead and do it. And so yeah, that's rolling along nicely there, and that's just another commitment on our plate that we've got to fulfill in the 24 hours a day that we seem to be working.
Okay, we were talking about Endurocross, and of course, this is going to be a debut in this really gnarly, tough environment. Obstacles you've seen before out in the wild, but this is inside an arena. And one thing that you did say in your press release is a deficit that might be against you is subpar conditioning. Because you've been working all the time, dude, you're not getting to train as much as the guys that are out here that are on point all the time.
That's right. It's the conditioning is the first thing to get sacrificed when you got your own business and that. So yeah, I don't get any time to train and that. But it's good times there. I'm sure just walking over here into the pavilion, heart rate's fairly elevated and that. So you're changing diapers at home and doing all that sort of type of stuff isn't the best preparation here, because especially all these riders are so awesome. They are a really high skill level and that. So we'll just see what happens. Maybe we'll try and do the hare and the tortoise type of approach here. We'll see what happens. But you know what happens. As soon as that gate drops, you know, the heart rate goes up and the brain gets unplugged, and it's a free-for-all. So hopefully I'll just try and keep it controlled.
A little memory for me personally, Shane Watts in Finland at the 6 days. We were at a special test and we heard riders coming. You were up near the front and you saw me standing there off to the side of the trail, and you made a good effort to pretty much spray me with mud. Do you remember that?
Well, with a face like yours, Jerry, I mean, we obviously know you're not on television. You're a perfect face for radio and that, so that's why we couldn't resist putting a little bit more damage there on you. But no, I always like to have a great time out there and quite jovial and all that, and just try not to let the pressure of racing get to me and keep that fun, loving, free spirit type of a lifestyle and attitude that I have. Keep it flowing.
Sounds like you're describing an Aussie.
Geez, how about that? Yeah, a long way from home.
Well, I did Google myself, and I Googled Jerry Bernardo eye candy, and no pictures of me came up, so good on you for noticing that, but glad you're here. Looking forward to seeing you, and if somehow you miraculously hare and tortoise your way to the podium, I'll be there for the interview. Thanks, mate.
No worries, mate. Awesome. Thanks for that.
More action than you can handle right here on ESPN Action Sports.
Yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne, the Biker in Black, here on ESPN Action Sports, hanging out on the strip and hanging out with the chimps. Does that rhyme? The strips with the chimps. I'm about to get pimp, about to end the show because we did it like this. Oh, see what I'm saying? Oh, I wanted to mention this real quick. You guys got a phone app, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we got an iPhone app coming out. You can have, it'll be the chimps, anything you want, the chimps. So store, merchandise, songs, video, everything you can find, and you can have it on your iPhone. So add that to your iPhone as soon as that is coming out. That should be also ready mid-December. Just like the EP and the video are going to be ready mid-December, please be ready for that and check out the website. Again, just so you remember, it's www.thechimps.com with a Z, myspace.com/thechimps, and And it's also, we got Facebook, Twitter, all those, everything you want to check out. And give props to Rick Thorne here, big fan. We've been fitting him for biking days and everything. And his band rocks too, Good Guys in Black.
That's what it's about, dude. If you can't rock, get off the stage, get off the mic, get off the bike, or do what you like. But I'm getting off this show right now. It's the end of this week's show on ESPN Action Sports. So I'm going to tell you what's on next week's show. I got my homie Boost Mobile team member, freestyle motocross rider, Big Ox. O-X, that's right. Ox is in the house. Also, JB's getting ready to pimp his dirt bike. Yeah, yeah. So Mr. Bart Hayes from Ride PG Graphics gives Jerry the 411 on some cool graphics that can take a beating on a trail ride. Oh, okay. I'm all about beatings. Also, J-Mo's got his grip of action sports news, stuff you need to know about, updates, reports, and this, that, and the other. And don't forget, we've always got music for you. Once again, it is ESPN.com/action and iTunes. Also, listen up for ESPN Action Sports radio show on your local FM radio station. All right, I'm done for this week. This is Rick Thorne. One more time, the Chimps. Give them some love.
Yeah.
Chipping is pimping.
That's right.
Don't feed these kids peanuts. Feed them money. Yeah.
Your action sports transmission has ended.
ESPN Action Sports, the place to be.